This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Wednesday, August 3rd. Well, wheat markets, along with corn and soybeans, were under more pressure yesterday as we get fairly close to the lows, these major lows that have been tested a couple times over the last month or so. It looks like wheat's momentum to the downside is waning. We are seeing divergence in the RSIs and other indicators suggesting that the downside is probably fairly limited. But at this point, I think upside is relatively limited as well. We've got the spring wheat harvest ahead of us, and it looks to be a big one. And that will likely keep pressure on the market for the next few weeks. Spring wheat planting was late, so harvest will be late. This takes us deeper into August than we normally see. But again, we're looking at big crops coming out of North Dakota, which are probably being shaved as the heat intensifies over the northern plains and it's fairly dry, so yields are probably being pushed back here, but still we're looking at a fairly sizable spring wheat crop, and that tends to keep wheat seasonals later in the year. So again, while I think downside's probably pretty limited, I don't see the markets really able to stage much of a rally at this point. We'll probably go into a trading range for the time being, probably for the next 3 or 4 weeks, excuse me. Corn and beans should be carving out their seasonal lows as well. Crop condition ratings continue to show pretty decent crops. The weather models are differing now into where the heat dome is going to be. One model puts it more over the northern Midwest. The other model puts it over the central and southern plains. So it looks like the heart of the Midwest is going to avoid that intense heat that was pretty well defined here a week ago. Now, of course, the weather models are taking that out. Not a lot of rain coming into the western Midwest. Eastern Midwest looks fine. But so we're probably still going to see some yield pressure in the western Midwest, but not near to the degree that it was feared here really just a week ago. So the market, of course, has fallen back. For corn, we're close down to those recent lows as well. Back down testing the gap area. Maybe that'll hold. Maybe the market will try to fill that gap. But I think probably we've seen the biggest yield estimates that we're going to. The August crop report will be next Friday on the 12th. And it most likely is going to show pretty respectable yields because that'll be as of August 1st. There are some more surveys being taken by private guys, but so far what we're seeing are pretty respectable numbers for yields. So moving forward, we'll just have to watch what the weather does. We're kind of running out of time to see a weather market. It would have to turn really hot and dry across Midwest, central Midwest, Iowa, Illinois, Missouri, and they've had their problems, but it's just not enough to really pull this market higher. When we see good production coming out of South America, and that's coming into the pipeline, and we just don't see the major weather threat that was teed up just a week ago, just is not developing. It can be frustrating when you look at the southern and central plains crops looking pretty poor. The northern plains turning hot and dry. There's yield drag all over the place, but the heart of the Midwest is still looking fine. And so it's just not enough to pull the market out of these doldrums, if you will. But when you look at Europe, they are in the midst of a massive drought and it's not showing any signs of improving. So corn production yields are declining rapidly. We've already seen the cuts to wheat. We're seeing it to barley. Everything they're growing in Europe, pretty much across the continent, they're taking a hatchet to production prospects. This is going to pull a great deal of Brazil's available corn supply up into Europe. Ukraine is just a huge question mark. So, feed grain supplies worldwide are going to remain tight. Here in the U.S., we're probably dodging a bullet as far as yields and production go. But we're not going to be able to offset the losses out of Europe. So I think that probably the market that re-energizes the bull here will be corn. And so we're looking for those seasonal lows again, we're testing gaps, we're testing key support areas technically, and maybe that's going to hold. But that would probably be the first market that makes the turn back into a bull market into the fall. Soybeans, I think they too could still, they still have a chance for a weather market, but that window is closing rapidly. But there too, you know, they're probably going to see some yield decline because of the heat and the dryness, and it wouldn't take much for them to get into a tight supply situation either. So all the grains really worldwide are still potentially in a bull market. Wheat is probably the laggard here because you do see the record crop in Russia. They're going to make every effort they can to get that wheat into the world pipeline. Ukraine is a big question mark. They're going to move the vessels that are loaded, but Russia is watching this very closely, obviously. It's going to be, if Russia is not able to move their grain out for because of all the sanctions, they're going to start bombing those Ukraine ships. I there's no doubt in my mind. The other question and challenge for Ukraine is getting the new crop to exportable position and getting it loaded and shipped out. I don't see that happening, Russia allowing that to happen, again, if they can't get their own grain out. So the battle continues in the Black Sea, and it's just unreliable. But the production is there, especially in Russia. It's just a matter of getting it into the world pipeline. And for Russia, they are experiencing some, you know, quality problems with their wheat harvest. A lot of rain on the harvest delayed it, and so they're seeing some quality issues. That's going to put them into more of a feed grain situation for quite a bit of their wheat, and that obviously will help world feed grain supplies, but again, there too, that's not going to be enough to really fill the void left by the European production losses. So at this time of year, normally you've seen your seasonal lows in wheat, but I don't think we've seen that yet. I think we're going to pay sideways until we get through the spring wheat harvest, and then we'll start our rally up into probably early October. September will probably be your best shot of seeing some upward movement. The growing season for the southern hemisphere starts here in a few weeks. Argentina has trended dry, so that could be an issue if they don't see some relief there. And that would push the market higher into that through September into the early October time window, which is a normal seasonal time to peak anyway. So far, Australia looks fine. They haven't seen too many production issues, and they could be coming in with a pretty sizable crop there too. But short term, probably just going to pay sideways. Longer term, look for wheat to probably resume its upward trend as we get deeper into late August and then through September and early October. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.